This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Now, what this means, ladies and gentlemen, is that I think, see, it's all about relationship. Rules without relationship cause rebellion. I heard somebody preach on that recently. Rules without relationship causes rebellions. So it's his kindness that leads us to repentance. In other words, he set up the rules and said, this is sin in the Old Testament. So we know we're sinners. But then he comes along and gives us grace later on.
Amen.
So you get where I'm going with all this, right?
Right, yes.
Yeah. I mean, so Amen. Go ahead.
It's not what we can do. I think he uses our frailties, and I'm amazed sometimes because that's the other thing. We always, you know, we have a schedule and we have a certain time, and like you say, it's the 11th hour. I kind of disagree with that a little bit because I think it's like 11:59 and counting. You know, we are about, you know, God, we're out of time. We're out of time. But no, God brings it in. And we used to use as our theme song for Share Time, In His Time. And that song over the years, and it's like 40 years now, has meant so much to me. I still kind of tear up whenever I hear the song because it's always His time. He makes all things beautiful in His time. And His promises are, what does the Bible say, yea and amen? That means they are sure, and they will come to pass. It might not be when we think, but in His perfect timing, He will bring it to pass. And sometimes we look at it and we think, God, you know, why now? But it's His time, and that's what we have to trust in Him. Again, that big word, trust. And I believe a lot of the body of Christ right now is going through a lot of stuff. But I believe that it's to teach all of us to truly trust in Him, no matter what we see, no matter what's happening in the world, in the economy, no matter what's happening anywhere. Trust the Lord, and He'll bring you through.
I totally agree with you, and the reason I brought up the, you know, relationship, rules without relationship causes rebellion. If he does things at the last minute, and this is conjecture on Rhett Palmer's part, but I think I'm pretty right here. As I grow older, I realize relationship is so important. In other words, when he talks about tithing in the book of Malachi, test me now. It's the only time he says, test me now. But it's not like, I'm sorry, I'm just not into these prosperity guys, but I will say this. It's not that you give to get. It's that you give, test the Lord, and then, so I remember one time I gave $100, and the next day somebody did business with me with $1,000, 10 times.
Sure.
It's not to teach Rhett Palmer to give so I can get. But what he's saying is, you see, I love you, my son. I'm here. It causes relationship. He comes in at the 11th hour, so we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that his hand was in it. The whole thing.
Uh-huh.
For instance, Jesus said, many, many will come to me on that day and say, we prophesied in your name, we delivered demons in your name, we had revivals in your name, we did all this religious crap. And he'll say, I never knew you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. To many others, he will say, you fed me when I was hungry, you clothed me when I was naked, and you visited me in prison. When did we do this, Jesus? We don't remember you, he says. Well, as you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. So what I'm learning later in life is God's not impressed with Rhett Palmer. It's great that I can quote the scriptures. It's a special gift I have. But he's more impressed if I love others in action. It's all about relationship, relationship with him first. And if we have dignity in Jesus, we're going to give dignity to others. And if you don't give dignity to others, you're not dignified yourself. But when we give dignity to others, we immediately dignify ourselves.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting, Rhett. I've had a little bit of difficulty with that with certain people. It's gotten that some, especially politicians, that I see doing what I consider crazy things, and I know that they're contrary to the Word of God, and I'd like to curse them, you know. But God just keeps quickening to my spirit, Nancy, this is a person that Jesus shed his blood for. You should be praying for them. And I go to the Lord and I say, I'm sorry, Lord. I have a hard time praying for them. But by your grace and with your help, I can do that. I can pray for them because they need to know you the same way that I know you and know your word the same way that I know your word and how important certain things are to you. And it's kind of, you know, caught me up short a few times that, you know, I get, like a lot of people, I think, they get a little angry when they hear some of the craziness that's going on in the world and in politics of late. But these are all souls that Jesus died for, and he wants them. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that should be our focus. We, as his disciples, we should at least be praying for anyone who does not know him as Lord and Savior. And share the gospel with as many as you can.
Well, we have to be careful about tribalism because God wants relationship. Man creates religions. And it's like, you know, everybody has to wear a black jacket and a tie. I mean, even Mahatma Gandhi wanted to come into a church, and they wouldn't let him because he wasn't dressed properly. I mean, if Jesus showed up today as a homeless person, you know how many churches would turn him away? I mean, it's insane.
And treat him badly. Yeah, here. Yeah. Sit over here in the far corner where people won't smell your clothes or whatever. You know.
He says, "Love the ungodly, love the unclean." It's, you know, it's just like we have people in our lives. I can think of a certain female I know, and she's a friend, platonic friend, all these years, and you know, mm-hmm. she's kind of mixed up and troubled and a lot of self focus. And you naturally want to resist this person and not really be around them. But that's the very person that needs the love that we can give.
Right. Right.
And so it's all inverted. What amazes me as we grow older, Nancy,
it is.
Is how you realize it's not by getting that you get, it's by giving that you get. I mean, it's the greatest, Jesus said the greatest among you would be the servant of the rest. It's all inverted from what we as humans think it is. It's all God's kingdom is the, you know, just like the fame of man is so fleeting. You know, I've had 28 years on the radio now, Nancy. I've interviewed presidents, kings, queens, secretaries of states, all lots of movie stars. I've met face-to-face with Garth Brooks, Tommy Lee Jones, I mean, all the big names, President Carter, President Ford, all the Bushes, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I've come to find out they all have feet of clay. They're not gods, none of them.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Exactly. We expect them to be more than they are. They are just like us. We're all human. We're all frail. We're all subject to error. And we all need prayer. We all need to be praying for those that don't know the Lord, because I believe at this point in time, the only thing that's going to keep people and to bring people through this time is it is a relationship, a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad you're talking about that. It's not, so many people think religion is the way. No, I mean, you can go to church 7 days a week and, you know, I'm trying to think, I think it was the Gaithers that had a song way long ago, if you think this thing is serving the Lord, is just singing in the choir, serving on the board, you got to find out what it's all about. You got to be born again. And that's that's the truth. You know, it's not what we do. It's not by works of righteousness. It's not what we do by our own craftiness or whatever, whatever religion we make that we think is going to get us to heaven. It's just simply accepting the shed blood of Jesus Christ that covers our sins, that's taken our sins away and made us righteous with the Lord. It's that relationship, nothing more, nothing less. We have to have that relationship with Him.
Yes, He said, make sure. I remember hearing this before I was born again. He said, make sure ye are born from above, because I wish that thou were either hot or cold, because if ye are lukewarm, I shall spew thee out of my mouth. And that haunted me for a long time. And I watched my friend Bobby Vendetta, who lived in East Greenbush, New York. And he was younger than me, I don't know, 15, 16, whatever he was. And he got converted. And he said, now I'm a witness. I said, what does that mean? Well, I'm a witness for Jesus Christ. And you know something? For a year after he got born again, I watched him by the corner of my eye because I thought Jesus was a bunch of baloney. I did not believe in Jesus. I was in the Eastern religions. I thought, oh, what's this foolishness of God sending his son, blah, blah, blah. And you know, I watched him, and I saw a change. He definitely changed. And I went, wow, there really is a change. Then I started secretly watching Pat Robertson.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
I know you're weak, and all of that fighting's got you down on your knees. You're desperate for change, desperate to know there's a light still alive. Child, lift up your eyes. For your help draws nigh, child, lift up your eyes. It'll be alright, every tear you've cried. Let the sunlight dry, every tear you've cried. It'll be alright, if you still.